The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey, watch it, watch it.
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show, an online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours of Jethro Show tonight.
Hey there, Twice!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Get it started!
Back off! I got a tongue of another thing to use it!
It's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining, old mirth, debating, old perk and whimsical.
This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
We're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
All right, everyone, we're back. Are we back?
Let me check.
My ass!
It was?
Well, someone pinched me.
I'm sorry.
It's the ghost of Jim Henson!
It's probably cheese.
Dirty little rat. Speaking of dirty little rats. Anyway, this is the Jethro Silverwing Show for... What the hell is it? August 10th, 2010. I am your host, Jethro Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my wife, the girl downstairs, the baker, fine cookies, the tailor, fine armor, she says, Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going today, Elquin?
Fine.
Just fine?
Yeah.
Nothing special? Aren't you happy to be back in your own bed, at least?
Yes. Yes, there's nothing like climbing into your own bed.
I have to agree. Vegas was fun. We had a great time. Met lots of people.
People we've seen,
yes. People we've seen before and people that we haven't seen before. People will probably never want to see me again, but that's all right.
People who will probably pay to not see you again.
Oh, gee, thanks. Appreciate that. I was just about to say, if you're having trouble tuning into the show, go to the... Yeah, that's not going to work. You can't tune into the show, you can't hear me say it.
No, they can't.
I was just talking to Akira, who's overseeing the new OnlineGamingRadio.com. They put up the new design just in time for everyone to not be able to see how to tune in.
Should put because, a link up on the core.
Because they put up the new design and didn't put a link there to actually tune into the show. He says apparently it wasn't supposed to go live just now, but somebody goofed.
Put it back.
But the old design is back up for now.
So you may have to empty your cache, refresh your browsers, but then...
Yeah, let me...
These guys who are not in are not going to hear us say this anyway, so...
Twitter.com/Kithacore. I will tweet. I set up a tiny URL to go right to the thing. To the stream. Okay, I go to twitter.com/Kithacorn. It's not giving me a spot to enter anything.
I don't know.
Okay, just go to regular twitter.com. Here we go.
Just Twitter it.
Tweet. Dead air. What our show is good for.
Dead air.
Gentle show. And tweet. There we go. Hey, I think my little music notes actually got in.
Oh, well, good.
Yeah, I put in tinyurl.com/Jethel. We'll bring you right to the stream. So. Fun.
That was the only thing I can think about for fanfare. As long as you don't get overly tired, it's fun. But as soon as you get overly tired, then it's not fun.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're going around, you're having a good time, you're meeting all these people, and then all of a sudden it sets in. I've been up for 42 hours. I need to sleep.
And if you can't sleep, then it gets worse.
Mm-hmm. Like, say, if your CPAP machine stopped working properly. Oh, my God.
God. Yeah, I know, hon.
But I have to say, with the different kind of climate down there, I did actually breathe easier there.
It's after I finally tied you to the bed and made you sleep.
Well, I think that was the whole problem with the entire experience of Vegas. You tied me down to the bed, and then you had me sleep. The hell's up with that?
You were ranting and raving and stomping down the hallway, so you had to sleep.
Yeah, I was... I do apologize for that. I stormed out of the room at one point. I was just so overtired.
I had to go play mommy.
Get your butt back in here and into that bed right now, mister.
And I am sorry for that.
That's okay.
I hadn't slept in over 40 hours.
I know that. That's why I had to jump your butt and make you go back. And because you did feel better after a little snooze.
Oh, yeah. And then the following day, you know, we got like, you know, 6 hours of sleep or whatever it was. And I felt great. I felt pretty damn good.
See? Yeah.
So, before we go on our little spiel here for fanfare, I thought it would be nice to talk about people whose birthdays we've missed.
And that's a lot.
Well, not an incredible amount. At least the only thing I was able to do really is to go through my Facebook calendar.
Mm-hmm.
And we have five people we missed, and two that are coming up this week.
Five people in 2 months? We've been off 2 months, right?
Yeah. But like I said, that's only the people I know about from Facebook.
Okay.
Okay, so what I have here on the list is Adam the House Ogre. That's Den Mom's husband.
Yay!
His birthday was on June the 20th.
Yeah.
Our friend Tianu was on June the 27th. Chris, who is Win Win's husband, was July 19th. Our own Rowan was July 23rd. And our good buddy Urson was August the 2nd.
He was in Vegas for that.
Yeah, he went to Vegas early and had a good old time there. So I see Naomi is on the test server there and listening in. And,
Win-Win and her hubby. Yeah. Okay, go ahead, say it.
Wedding anniversary for Win-Win and her hubby. Congratulations to them. I didn't know that.
Shiver had a birthday or an anniversary on August 8th. I'm not sure which.
Oh, okay. Shiver, unfortunately, could not make fanfare again this year. I am so sorry.
Oh.
Now, I wish I was told you weren't going to make fanfare. I had the people at the check-in table searching for your name. Was it picked up? And they're like, well, we don't see the badge here. I'm like, well, he must be around here somewhere then. And then I learned later on that he couldn't make it.
It was a choice between fanfare or fixing up the computer to continue to play. So would go with the computer, too.
I would have to go with the computer on that.
Domino's lurking in the channel.
Oh, Domino. You know one of the highlights of fanfare for me is going around just giving the devs a big old hug.
Oh, yeah.
And Domino is just so huggable. She's so petite and cute.
She didn't run from you this time.
Mm. Oh, and Amira's too, our new community goddess.
Oh, well, you wanted to pack her up and take her home.
I wanted to throw her in a suitcase and put her on my mantle or something. She's adorable. Okay, and so those were the birthdays we missed. And coming up this week, Trista from the Antonia Bale server. And our own Carowin. from the Indonesia Bale server. I believe she may be playing Joey on, oh God, what server is she on? I want to say Unrest. I could be wrong. But we know her as Carowin or Lassasin from the Legion of Kenegor. But, yep. And Tristan, they're coming up this week, so we're going to go ahead and bring out the birthday trolls.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
All right, so happy birthday to all those folks. Sorry we were gone, so we couldn't get you. But we just got you now. And you know what I did? Anyone that I found on Facebook that were having a birthday, I went ahead and linked the birthday troll song anyway. So they got their dose of the birthday troll. I thought that was nice of me. Okay, so let's talk about fanfare. Our experience at the fanfare. Now, you've seen all the websites talking about fanfare. Zam's got a nice little write-up there, and of course, the EQ2 website has a nice write-up. I have a summary of fanfare. You know, it's a pretty short article, but I think it, has our experience pretty well there. I would have to say the plane flight in, very nice. Alaska Air, the way to go. Let's see. You know what I was disappointed at, though?
What?
Bally's is a pit.
What do you mean?
Okay, maybe not a pit. Maybe a ditch.
What?
For being Bally's, it was one of the older, hotels left there, isn't it?
I don't know.
But there's water damage almost everywhere you look. Paint chips, peeling wallpaper. I mean, the meeting that I had to go to on Thursday morning or Wednesday morning. No, Thursday. Thursday morning I had to go to a meeting. The wallpaper's peeling off the walls.
How big of a chunk? Are we talking little chunks?
Noticeable.
Well, I don't know.
And everywhere you go down the hall, there's scrapes and scuffs on the paint. And, you want a really nice hotel, I don't think it would really cost that much to have, maybe once a week, a team go around, with a can of paint. Oh, okay, here's a scuff. Let's go ahead and take care of that. I'm not talking about re-wallpapering the place every year or something like that, but touch it up.
I don't know. The way you describe it is like, it's a slum.
No, it's not a slum, but it is desperate and needed some.
Okay, I didn't notice it. I mean, I did notice a little bit of water damage on the mirror in the bathroom, and I'm not sure why the wood swelled up. Take a quarter size, and at the bottom of the mirror, the wood had swollen up about that much, and the paint was off. And I don't know why, but the rest of it,
they probably had a leak in the faucet or something at one point.
That's what it sounds like, or it looked like.
But, one of the comments that I saw on the by a few people on Facebook and also on some of the forums was the check-in area. If you looked at the ceiling, it was pretty heavily water damaged.
I didn't look up.
Well, that's probably what they're hoping for.
Well, hey, I did notice one thing.
What's that?
It was not as smoky as was last year.
No, definitely not.
And I was surprised. The air quality in Bally's was like,
it was a lot better.
100 times better than it was last year. I mean, this is coming from a smoker at the time. We'll talk about me being an ex-smoker here in a moment, but, I didn't really need to have a cigarette. All I had to do was stand there and go,
oh, yeah, I know.
Breathe the air in and blow it back out. Yeah, it would have been the same thing. Been cheaper too, but
And as a non-smoker, I mean, last year I would go down into the lobby, it's like, holy crap!
And nobody had to be smoking to have the place smell like there was smoking, happening.
Yeah, so
this time, I couldn't smell anybody smoking. I couldn't didn't smell it at all.
Well, I could see it, so I know it was happening. But, you know, either they reduced the amount of areas that you could smoke in, or maybe they had better circulation going. I don't know. Also, it was also at least 15 degrees cooler this year than it was last year.
Yeah, that's another thing I noticed. When we got off the plane, it didn't feel like we were walking into a blast furnace.
Yeah.
It was actually kind of like, well, it's warm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, oh my God, I'm going to burn up out here, you know, sort of feeling.
Oh, last year was horrible. I mean, we left to go to Bill's across the street once. And just like, as soon as you left the hotel, it was just...
Blast furnace.
Oh, can't make it! Where's me ale? You know?
I mean, it felt like a blast furnace. Or with that feeling when you open up the oven door and the heat just blah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, this time when you walked out, it was, okay, it's a little warm out here, but I'm not feel like ready to cook the minute I step outside anymore.
So. But that's of no fault or thanks to Bally's. They have no say over that. let's see. That's all I really have to say about Bally's, really.
I was frightened to go there in August. I'm thinking, oh, Christ.
Oh, yeah, I know.
But I think because of all the volcanoes going off lately, might have helped change the temperature.
Maybe. We'll see.
Maybe.
Let's see. What else do I have in my notes here? Oh, and I don't know about anyone. I seem to be the only one that was having some really bad cell phone issues in the hall.
But you were having good cell phone issues, too, because you were streaming live video from the banquet, the big room.
Yeah, it's like right up to the stage. Fantastic reception. I was broadcasting the opening night's address. I was broadcasting that live, and I was in my broadcasting application has a meter on it telling me how strong the stream is, and it was damn near 100% the whole time.
Yeah.
So, I found a good spot. Let's see here. What have I got for notes? But yeah, but like in the merchant area, you know, the vendors, I had nothing.
Really?
Nothing whatsoever. I couldn't...
That came and went for me in there. But I noticed that after a while we were having problems.
Yeah.
But then at one point in time, it was like a cascade failure through the entire hotel. First, the vendors downstairs at the restaurants and stuff had problems with their computer systems, and then it cascaded through the entire hotel. The entire chain went down as far as computer services, and then I noticed problems with the phones in the, you know, in the loot rooms. In the platinum room later after that occurred.
Now, what's your opinion on the platinum room? Do you think it was worth it?
Having the platinum room there was nice.
Well, I think it could have been more.
Like what? You know,
I mean, it seems to be the consensus of everyone that I've talked to about the platinum room. It was nice to have, you know, a room for just for ourselves and blah, blah, blah.
It was...
I don't know, maybe a couch or two, maybe something a little more comfortable to sit on.
Well, it still gave us a place to gather and talk and sit and, you know, instead of trying to perch someplace out in the casino.
Hmm.
That is a plus. I don't, you know, it got used a lot the first couple days.
Yeah, and then throughout the weekend it kind of died.
But I would not get rid of it, really. I think it's a valuable thing.
Yeah. I think Cetarello's statement here is the lounge was a bit deficient, but the benefits overall were good. You know, being able to get in early to the events and stuff. I think that's all right. I think if they just improve on the lounge a little bit, I think they can carry it over to next year and have it be just as good.
Depends what they're allowed to use, you know?
Yeah. Let's see what I got to do here. Oh, yeah. Notes. Smedley's address. Got the Velios expansion coming. He rickrolled us. He frickin' rickrolled us.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was kind of funny. He teased us with Return of the Void.
Yeah, we all kind of went,
not more void stuff!
Void stuff!
And then he pulls out, what's the actual name of the expansion? Destiny of Velios, something like that.
Yeah, give me like 2 seconds. I'll be able to tell you.
Yeah, I've had enough of the void.
Hang on.
So she's gonna look that up. But yeah, Velios coming out. We're gonna have flying mounts, a griffin, and they're saying they may be working on. Carrie.
Destiny of Velios.
Yeah, Destiny of Velios. Right now it's griffins, flying mounts.
Yeah.
And they say they may be working on one or two other flying mounts, but they can't really come out and tell us anything yet.
The thing that gets me is we got things in game that we call mounts now that have flying in their name. Flying carpets and flying pads.
But those
flying is in there, but they're not going to use them. They're not going to change them to flying.
That's right.
So why even have the name flying in them? Why didn't they call them hovering carpets? Because that's what they do. They're not a flying carpet. It's a hovering carpet.
Well, I don't think when they actually named the flying carpets that they were thinking about having us have flying mounts. But anyway, they, got flying mounts. We had a pretty good look at the Othmir. Or at least I did. I don't know if you got to the arts and animation panel in time to see that. They gave us a really good look at the Othmir.
No, I didn't get to.
Now, instead of there being just one male and one female model, and then they just throw different clothes on them, you know what I mean? They had, God, what do they say? 17 models for the Othmir, and they're all going to have jobs. So although I hate to make the comparison to World of Warcraft, but it's going to be kind of like being in one of, what the hell is that called? Stormhold? Where they have like a teacher walking down the road with their kids and stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, Stormhold.
But yeah,
I think.
Anything that they come out with now, for now on, is going to be a civilization. They're all going to have things to do.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Oh no, I love it. I really think they should do that. I think a lot of the NPCs in Kinos and Freeport and those places should walk around and talk to each other. I think that's wonderful. So we got a really good look at the Othmir. They also mentioned in the arts and animation panel that tails and cloaks are going to be fixed. So
and
when
they're
you,
already fixed. They haven't implemented it yet. But.
Right, but yeah, it's going to be fixed. So the tails don't stick through the cloaks. And also, so the cloaks and tails do not stick through your mounts.
No, they float over the top of the back
right.
of the mount.
Yep, they're going to be over the back of the mount, and then the cloak will go over the tail or whatever. So you'd have, so they're fixing the collision issue, basically. And they refuse to comment on snow bunnies.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty bad.
You know they're going to be there.
I'm sorry, we cannot commit to snow bunnies. What? Snow bunnies! Come on!
Well, give us the snow bunnies! Oh, they're going to be snow bunnies. You know they're going to be. Let's see what else we have here. We had a sneak peek at EverQuest Next, a.k.a. EQ3. Still in the works. Still very much in the works. But they were able to show us screenshots from Innithul Swamp and Freeport. And it looks good.
Thing I thought fascinating is John Smedley has really got his hands in on this.
Oh yeah, I mean in EQ2 we kind of led the way, but let others do the work. Smed's getting his hands dirty on this one.
He's getting in there.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's not a continuation of,
Right.
It's gonna be like an alternate EQ.
It's going to be an alternate EQ from the beginning. It's basically an EverQuest do-over.
Yeah.
Classes, how many classes do we have now? 30?
I don't know, but they're going back to the basic classes.
Right, they're going to basic classes. Paladin, Warrior, Druid, Templar, just the basics. And they said that they're going to fix the skill and...
Re-imaged. EverQuest re-imaged.
Re-imaged, I guess you could say. And, we're going back to basics. I mean, and they're going to make damn sure that the classes do what they're supposed to do. Rangers, you're going to be able to wield swords, but you're not going to be too great at it. But you pick up that bow, and you're going to be able to really kick some fucking ass.
Which is what we're supposed to do all along, anyway.
Right. It's what we're supposed to do. But people are like, but I want to use my swords. No, you're a fucking ranger. Use your damn bow.
We only use our swords as a last resort.
Right. What's our motto?
If it's dead before it gets to us, who needs a tank?
That's right. And that's the way rangers should be. Killing shit from a distance. Same with wizards, for that matter. I'm a wizard, but I want to use a staff. No! You're a fucking wizard! In EQ1, could wizards just, like, use those little daggers they had or something like that? I can't remember.
What, right before they got plowed into the dirt?
Yeah, basically.
I nicked him!
So anyway.
No, wizards didn't kill it before it got to them. They were toast.
Hmm.
For the most part, they had to run.
So basically, it's going to be, you know, a remake of EverQuest 1 with today's technology and graphic engines and textures and stuff like that. And from the screenshots we saw, this is going to look really, really good. I'm not going to say that Jethel and Elkhorn are going to EQ3. I'm saying we're going to check it out and we're going to discuss it when it comes out. I mean, this is far from being done. But I make this promise that I will not do what I did in my transition from EQ1 to EQ2.
Which is
I disappeared. I was leading a guild, and I just fucking disappeared.
Yeah, you did.
And to anyone from the EQ1 Legion of Kithakor, I am very sorry. But, and then I wrote it in my lore. Yes, Jethel was taken by Chenair and woke up 500 years later. I really should have given you guys more notice on that one. But yeah, we're not going to do that this time around. If we do end up going to EQ3, or EverQuest Next, whatever the hell they're going to call it, we'll make a transition and stuff. And, yeah, but we'll see. This is a long time in the future here. Okay, let's see. I was on the podcast panel.
Yep.
I had fun with that. And after the show...
He sat down and they went, you know, they started interviewing him and he broke into, "Hi, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show."
Oh, no. No, that's the official...
when they did the podcast.
Right. That's the official SOE podcast from the fanfare. I was sitting there listening to them do it, and Brass and Ashlane are doing the podcast, and they see me sitting there, and they're like, come on over. You know, they wave me over, and it's like, I think we have time for one more interview, because they were interviewing attendants, you know, just the regular people at the fanfare. Then they see me sitting there, come on over. And I sit down, and they're like, "Yes, we have Jethel Silverwing here." And I'm like, "Hello, everyone, this is Jethel Silverwing Show and Online Gaming Radio." And they give me this look.
And, I have that,
too. And Brass is like, "Yo, where now?" But we're live from Vegas, and this is, you know, Fanfare 2010, and that's better. Yeah. But yeah, if you want to see what went on the podcast panel, Xanadi, myself, and who was the guy from Sony that was on the panel?
Oh my God, that's Pex.
Pex. I don't know his name.
Jason Pex, Ryan. He does Free Realms. He's the CS manager of Free Realms. And, I'm going to get shot for the other one that he's doing because I can't remember.
But he's also the voice of Hammer the Hamster in the minicast that they're doing. But, he was there too. And, of course, Ashlane was off to the side, but she was still answering questions and stuff. But if you'd like to see that, I just made a post at kithakor.org. Says videos from Fanfare. And I have on there Jethel on the podcast panel. My singing live. I did Wanted Dead or Alive by Bon Jovi at the karaoke party. I also have Santania singing Pour Some Sugar on Me. Win-Win. We all love Win-Win. I don't even know the name of the song that she did. And you're saying we didn't get video of Ched?
I don't think so.
I thought for sure we did.
I've still got to go through all my EQ Raw video and put together a montage type thing. I'm still trying to figure out what song to use.
Because I know I took pictures of her, but I thought we had gotten some video, but maybe not. I'm sorry, Ched. I thought for sure we got video of you, but maybe not. But I did post pictures of you singing on our album. And then I also have links there to all the streaming video I did of the opening address, including the Rick Rolling. Can't believe you did that.
I think it's funny.
But fair warning on the Santania and Win-Win clips. The DJ had the bass up way too much, and it's distorted quite a bit. DJ sucked. I'm sorry.
He was a little rude.
He was rude. This guy does not know how to use a mixer, I don't think. Or a equalizer, I should say. I'm sorry. I mean, you can't... I mean, the hall was huge. Sure, we had a divider up, but you have to adjust for acoustics in a hall that size. And he was drowning out everyone's voices. I mean, if you can't hear, you turn the music down a little bit. You don't turn it up. You know
well,
I mean?
unless he thought that they weren't, you know, worthy enough to sing, you know what I mean?
Well, and then that goes back to the rude part.
Yeah.
So I have volunteered my, well, not volunteered, but I have offered my services for next year's, if we can make it. I have offered my services to DJ in the Platinum Lounge. And I don't mean just for a couple of hours. You want me there all Friday night, I will be there all Friday night. Of course, you realize I will be singing my songs.
Yeah.
At the same time. But I'll do it. So there. So what
now, go ahead and keep going.
No, go ahead.
I don't know if I'll jump ahead and jump, you know, I wanted to say something about trade skills and stuff.
Oh, go right ahead. I have no notes on the trade skill thing. I didn't go to it. Go for it.
Oh, well. First of all, you know, you guys need to visit Dead Mom's site, which is EQtraders.com. She has a lot of stuff on the new trade skills coming out. There's lots of trade skill quests coming. And I think the neatest thing that I think Hrothgar is going to do for us is that he is supposedly the crate in the house is going to be taken off the amount being able to a house hold. In other words, the crate itself will be separate.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Hold 500 items. You know.
I think
that's what it was going to do. When, I don't know. Oh, and the prayer shawl quest.
Now, prayer shawl is coming with Velios.
So if you want all the scoop on all the crafting details and stuff, get your butt over to Dead Mom's site, eq2.eqtraders.com.
Because Dead Mom's got it going on, baby. You know how long it took me to do the prayer shawl one?
I don't even know if I've ever finished that. I can't remember.
I think it's one of the last things I did in EQ1.
All I remember is every time I turned around, somebody wanted a ranger to track down the stupid snow griffins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I need my snow griffin eggs.
I knew where those suckers lived almost.
For snow griffin souffle. Remember that?
Oh, no.
I remember that. Anyway.
And the best thing that came out of that, the prayer shawl quest was the vials from Velius that you can use to teleport yourself back, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It was a cheap, easy way to create a teleportation to get yourself out of places that you don't need to be.
One of those came in really handy for me, actually. This is before EQ1 came up with the, you know, if you log into EQ1 now, you can actually select your character and tell them to go back to home. So in case you, like, got stuck on a raid or something like that, camp out, go back in, and once a day you can tell your character to go home. So, like, if you're a wood elf, you go back to Kelithin. But, you know, that potion came in really handy for me. Last raid I did on Kale Dracul, you know, we were doing the circle event for armor and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I went link dead in the middle of it.
Ew.
So here I am in the middle of Kale Dracul, a ranger. I'm never getting out of here alive. Because I'm in an area that I can see through invis.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not going to get out of there alive. Luckily, I popped up and I was in a corner. And then I see one coming at me. Cast, cast, cast. Come on, faster, 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 faster. And then, you know, wow, the guy charges at me. I'm like, bing, I'm out. Woo!
Yeah, it did have a bit of a casting time on it, but it was well worth having on your person. Thing is, you could only have one at a time, and you had to craft the vials, and have all the other components, and run over and get this little machine that made the potion with the vial and the other ores and stuff. You could bind it, so you could replace it. And I always, that was the first thing I ever did. Every time I used it, landed in Thurgadin, is create a new little vial before I took off again, because you don't have it. It's a long run back to make it.
Yep. And I think Jethel still has all the components to make them on him still.
I probably do too. It's my bank somewhere over there, I think, unless they got used. I don't know. I don't know.
Let's see what else we have.
But I thought it was well put together this year.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there was a few overlapping of panels. Like, there was some that I wanted to get to, but they were scheduled at the same time as something else I wanted to.
That seemed to be really the primary complaint of this year, is they overlapped interesting panels.
Well, here, go grab it.
Like, you know, I want to go to this one, but this was going on at the same time.
Let me pull up an example. Okay, this was on Friday from 2 to 3, they had EverQuest, the next expansion. EverQuest 2, the next expansion. EverQuest, expanding highlights. The agency, which I really wanted to go to. Breaking into the industry would have been good to see too. And Free Realms on the PS3 Q&A. So they had like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different... seminars going on at the same time, and at least two of them I wanted to go see, you know, and I don't know.
So, yeah, I mean, you had to choose one or the other. Luckily, for the EQ3 discussion panel, or introduction, I guess you could say, at least they put that two different days. So if you missed it on Friday, you can get it on Saturday.
Yeah, that was good. And I missed the agency. Oh, man, I could have went that on Saturday. It was at 2 to 3. We had another agency thing, but at the same time, that was when the trade skilling housing thing came up.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the housing with I believe it's the platinum ones, get the they're going to come up with specialized housing. And the first one is going to be this airship that the platinum players are going to be getting. It is the Skyblade Skiff. It's basically just like the skiff that goes from Sinking Sand to the Moors of Akisha, okay? But it's stationary. And basically you're floating up there above the clouds of Norath. And it's the size of a 5-room house in square footage. I believe you can build out from the skiff, so you could probably build a little dock if you wanted to. I don't know if there's a downstairs to it or not. I know that I thought the Sky Skiff had a downstairs, but maybe I'm wrong.
I don't know.
So they're going to be coming up with more of these personalized type housings as time goes on. So it'll be interesting to see what else they're going to come up with.
Now, personally, if I had a choice, I wouldn't do the airship. I would want a boat.
On the ocean?
Yeah. I know a lot of people that you know, they have their title above their head and they're a pirate.
So you'd want your house as a boat on the ocean?
That would rock. I really think that would rock.
And I don't know if they're going to increase the item count in the houses or not. They're still... they might be able to get a little bit more out of it, but we are going to come to a ceiling here very fast. And there's just not going to be any more.
Yeah. And I'm being reminded of one of the nice features of the new Sky Skiff. If you jump off of it, you'll end up in a random zone.
Yeah, that might be fun.
You won't show up over your chosen city. It could be anywhere.
Zone roulette.
Zone roulette. I don't think they'll like have you land in, you know, a high level zone or anything like that, but probably one of the cities, which I think would be kind of cool.
Unless you're evil and you land in the middle of Kinos at the castle. Mm-hmm. Right next to one of the guards.
Mm-hmm.
But then that might be interesting.
Do you remember where you landed if you jumped from the plane of sky?
In the waters outside of Freeport.
Yep.
That was Which was always fun.
Mm-hmm. So let's see, what else do I have in my notes? Do we have notes? We have notes. Podcast panel, already did that.
Da-da-da.
What do you think of the vendor area?
They still needed more stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I will say one thing about the Sony Fat Loot store. They had more stuff this time, mm-hmm. yeah, but they sold out of a lot of stuff. I mean, when I got there and I'm looking at it, you know, the last thing I want to think of, because I'm still kind of warm, I haven't quite, you know, leveled out yet, I was looking at the Snuggies and I was thinking, nah, I don't know, I don't even want to think about anything warm at this point. But then they sold out of the Snuggies when I went back to try to get one. I was like, oh, fuck. But they had plenty of hoodies and sweaters and sweatshirts and stuff that I just didn't get. But
and from what I understand, they're going to be revitalizing the station store.
Where you can actually buy coffee cups and t-shirts and hats. And I will say they had baseball caps this time with EverQuest. I picked me up a EverQuest t-shirt. I picked me up a Girl Gamer t-shirt, which I've always wanted. Mm-hmm. So I could be a Girl Gamer. What else?
But the online station store, they're going to be adding all the things you saw on the table there. They're going to be adding to the station store.
And and paintings now, like the ones that they had over there. They're going to have those on the station store.
Merchandising! Everything has a logo! Look! It's EverQuest the comic book! EverQuest the movie! God, I wish. And look! Antonia Bale the doll! No, wait, I gotta do... Luke and Delia the doll! Pulled a little drawstring in the back. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Yeah, I think that'd be kind of cool, having a Luke and Dallaire plushie.
Yeah.
Have a Luke and Dallaire, you pulled a little string in the back. Ha, 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 ha.
Did you even see Fariona Bay? I mean, I saw...
No, they did not have...
I saw Antonia.
They had Antonia, the girl from Vanguard.
Vanguard.
And they had an agent girl going around at one point.
Yeah, agent girl was hot.
Mm-hmm, she was. I got a picture of her with me.
Cool. Yes.
And but no, there was no Antone. There was no Fiona V. I asked them. I'm like, I don't see Fiona V anywhere. And they're like, didn't do it this year. Ah! Slap in the face to EverQuest. But yeah, they no Fiona V this year.
That's weird.
I guess they wanted to promote agency more.
Who knows? But it was nice. It was nice.
I'm getting a message. I'm getting a message from Sony.
Ooh. Okay.
Do I want to know why no Fiona V? Brass is IMing me here. She's going to tell me why there was no Fiona V.
You're
going
to be set straight.
Which means she's listening. Woo! We love Brass.
Oh, Brass, I will say something. She rocked that friggin' stage, man. She owned it. It was hers. She is an ace number one entertainer up there, I swear to
right.
God. She could, I mean, it's like she was born to it. It was
Brass
great.
Brass was fan-fucking-tastic. She got on that stage. She grabbed that mic. Well, she didn't grab a mic. She had a headset on. But holy crap, she was great. Okay, the official... reason that Fiona V was not there, someone screwed up and the costume never arrived.
Oh.
The costume did not arrive.
Yeah, you can't have a Fiona V without a costume.
Naked!
No.
Naked Fiona V!
No, hon,
would have paid to see that!
No. No, 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 no. I don't know about you.
Let's see. What's this
here? I don't know. Everybody feels just call was bad. I thought he was fine.
Okay.
I mean, I thought it was highly amusing.
Okay, I need to clarify something. Brass is saying, don't say someone screwed up. No. I'm not saying that Brass screwed up. I'm saying FedEx or whoever it was that shipped it messed up. I would never blame Brass for that. But yeah, Brass kicked major amounts of ass.
No, Shuhei was able to work the crowd perfectly. They were butter in her paws.
What did you think of Noob?
Noob was wonderful.
Noob was great, man.
We got to meet him before we left.
Oh yeah, he was.
His name's Nick.
Yep, Nick. Was it Nick?
Yes, it was Nick.
Okay, it was Nick.
Really nice guy.
Yeah, we saw him in the lobby just as we were leaving to catch our shuttle back to the airport. Very nice guy. Very nice guy, very personable, shook his hand. You know, I got a couple of pictures of me and Noob up on the Kithacore.org gallery. And, of course, Brass's costume.
It was gorgeous.
Brass's Brell costume, I'm pretty sure it was based on Brell. Wow.
No, it's a Coldane.
No, yeah, well, okay.
It was a Coldane.
Okay, but wow. Her costume, out of this world. I don't know how the hell she does this. I mean,
I could sit and pet her cloak all day. That was such soft, beautiful material.
God,
it was so nice.
I thought last year's costume kicked ass.
Mm-mm.
You know, her Asian themed.
I loved that one, but I love this one better.
But wow. Just wow. Costume was great. I wonder how much she charged me to do one for me. Not as a dwarf. Oh, wait a minute. I wonder if Doofu can go next year.
Who knows?
That's it. And by the way, Brass ripped off my skit.
What?
What's this Ask Brass part of the presentation?
So?
Just ask a drunken dwarf. Come on.
Oh,
nah,
come
it's
on.
Okay.
She can borrow it.
It's all right. It's okay. I'm not really complaining. I thought the questions were great.
Yeah.
Although I have to say, Jace Hall kind of looked lost. He looked lost.
Well, he knew that, you know, I mean, after he started out showing his I Play WoW video.
Well, that was just
video.
That was just to get the Dandruff.
Yeah. I know it's a big joke and everything, but he really had balls doing that in the middle of an SOE grouping of people because he would have gotten lynched.
especially with Brass standing next to him with that mace.
But him and his crew did a lot of filming of the fanfare, and it should show up in, what did he say, 11 weeks from this last Saturday?
Yeah, something like that.
So it should be interesting, because you will see the entire crowd boo the hell out of him. Mm-hmm. He wanted us to do this to him. And we also sang along to one of his songs, sort of. We were the chorus.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of fun. I thought he was fine. I thought he was amusing.
Oh, I met him on the casino floor around the elevators. He seemed like a nice guy.
Well, I had him sign something for me, because, you know, I should have done this, but I didn't think about it till later because I guess I was brain dead. But anyway, I had him sign a card so I could put it in my copy of Evercrack that I have here at the house.
Mm-hmm.
Later on, I thought, you know, I'm stupid. I should have grabbed some Evercracked videos from there and had him sign it to give away on the show, but I was stupid. I didn't think about it till like afterwards.
Well, who knows? Maybe we can get a hold of Brass. Brass had to go, by the way. Maybe we can get a hold of Brass, and she can get us a hold of his PR people. Who knows?
Who knows? But he seemed very nice. And his shows are kind of... His shows are funny.
I haven't seen them.
You haven't?
Well,
oh, they're funny.
Just those clips that he showed at the fanfare. Shameless plugs. It's all right. I'm the master of shameless plugs. It's all right.
That's okay. I don't think there's any problem with him plugging himself. I mean, he did do Evercrack. For us.
Yep.
And it's one of the few documentaries that actually, you know, spotlights and makes us fanfare and EverQuest and it look good compared to some of the other ones that I've seen out there that, You know, usually they put down WoW first, and they concentrate on WoW, putting it down and everything, and then they throw us in there somewhere, and it's like, no, we shouldn't even be in there. But
yeah, it just seems every documentary that covers MMOs, they gotta put EverQuest in there just because, but it always seems like an afterthought.
Yeah.
It really just seems like an afterthought. It's like, oh yeah, we're playing WoW, we're doing this, we're doing that. And then, like, for, like, they give us, like, 15 seconds, but it all began with EverQuest. And then they moved on to WoW. Oh, you bastards!
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. But hopefully, with EQ3 coming out, put EverQuest back on the map. I still say they just need to do more promotions. I mean, I brought up, you know, I had a chance to share comments and whatnot with their new PR person. Can't think of his name.
Is it Phil?
No, that name does not sound familiar. But they have a new PR person in Sony. And, you know, I brought up to him, hey, how about, I mean, the only time I really remember EverQuest being really pushed as far as mass media is concerned was just before, you know, during the previews before I watched Independence Day.
Yeah.
Back in the 90s, they had a big thing for the Shadows of Lachlan.
Right.
And that's it. That's the last time I remember EverQuest having a big push.
Just maybe depends. Maybe it just didn't generate what they thought it was going to do.
So, you know, so my suggestion was, well, movie spots. I mean, I would, and this is exactly what I said. I would love to see it. I'm Mr. T, and I play a Wood Elf Ranger.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not Mr. T, because, you know, he's a massive WoW sellout. But
there has to be some.
I'll do it. do a campaign. You know, like, you know, do some kind of campaign where you have actual players go up. You know, screw the celebrities. Have actual players go up there and go, my name's Matt, and I'm an EverQuest player. You know, kind of, what was that? Windows 7 started doing that.
Wait a minute. They did have a commercial that was kind of like that, but it was for EQ Online, the gaming station one.
They did that?
Yes, they did, for the PS3 one. I remember seeing that.
I don't remember that.
Yep.
Hmm. But I really think they really need to do something. They need to push the product. They're relying on word of mouth, basically. And, like, online advertisements. I don't think putting out a line of T-shirts or something like that would harm things. I mean, give me a T-shirt. I'll wear it all the friggin' time, and I'll have people coming up to me and going, hey, what's EverQuest? And I'll tell them about it. Yep. It's like World of Warcraft for grown-ups.
Be careful, because there is grown-ups who pay WoW, hon.
Oh, I know. All right, so let's see. Well, going back to the merchant things, they need more smaller merchants, smaller vendors.
Yeah.
I remember...
The Safe House was there doing their T-shirts, and then the other guys that do all the fancy clothes and jewelry and stuff, they were there.
Yep, the garb.
But that was it.
That was pretty much it, and then it was NVIDIA, and what the hell's up with that huge bus?
That's the Gunther bus. And
yeah, but they're selling, like, sunglasses.
Well, it's a special type of glasses you wear when you're gaming. It's supposed to reduce eye strain. Hmm.
And then, you know, the station, the Fat Loot store, and they had some stuff
which
up
was
there
always busy
for Sony, you know, the Sony Corporation, that, you know, Sony Electronics. Of course, I have no problem with that. I mean, they're the parent company. That's fine. Lara says, how'd they get the bus in there? If you looked under the fanfare banner in the back, there's actually a gigantic door there that's as wide as it is tall. It looks like a panel in the wall, but it's actually a door. So that's how they got the bus in.
That takes away the total illusion of, I thought they just teleported it in there.
Yeah, that's
really, I, you know.
But I remember the 2001 fanfare in Boston. They had a guy in there selling replica swords. I I would love to walk into next year's fanfare and see a guy selling, you know, a plastic replica of the rain caller.
Still, I don't know how in the hell you're going to get that on the plane.
It's plastic, hon.
Don't think they're going to let you carry a plastic.
Besides, something that large is not going to fit an overhead.
No.
But anyway, I would love to see that. Replica toys. I think people would buy that. I really do. And, well, of course, you know, the vendor I remember seeing in 2001, of course, had real swords.
Now, the other vendors I remember from past fanfares, like, well, let me look at all my tags up here.
Mm-hmm.
I've just noticed I have a good collection of them now. In, what was this one? That wasn't that one.
Our buddy Warshiel says that he needs a Fippy Duck Par doll. You have one, don't you?
No.
Oh, that was Anne, my roommate.
Way Vegas back when. 2003. Vegas 2003.
Mm-hmm.
The vendor room had things like they were selling, like the pewter keychain that I got for you that says Ranger on it. Mm-hmm. I gave you my Ranger pewter keychain. They had like that. They had other pewter objects and doodads and other small items. And of course, they had the outfit vendors and, you know, that sort of stuff. And, you know, mm-hmm. even had fantasy books and stuff.
Yeah.
It was quite a bit of vendor in the vendor room.
Right. And it just seems to be, I mean, I understand the need for corporate, you know, for big-time vendors, you know, so they can get the money, of course. I mean, say what you want about them collecting money from station cash and stuff like that. I'm sorry, Sony Online Entertainment is a business, and if they don't bring in the money, then we have no game to play.
True.
So I understand having the big vendors in, you know, the people that'll pay the big money and stuff, but I would just love to see the little guy in there. I mean, I loved walking in last year and seeing Carowin there with EQ, what was it, EQ2Cloaks.com or something like that, or EQ Cloaks, something like that. But I understand why she didn't
want to. I thought her thing was GuildCloaks.com.
Guild Cloaks, that's it, GuildCloaks.com. Of course, I completely understand why she didn't do it this year. She had no fun at all last year.
She was inundated, too.
Right.
She had to constantly be there.
Mm, she had to constantly be there. I completely understand why she didn't do it this year. Maybe next year. But we'll see. So,
You know, the Sony Loot Store was excellent, I think. A lot of different stuff. I just didn't jump on some of it. Maybe I should have, but I was still sort of, you know. I mean, it was the first day. I didn't really want to spend all my money at once.
Mm-hmm.
They had these bracelets. I forgot what they were called. They were only $5, and they had a dragon on them. I should have grabbed one of those. I just didn't.
You didn't get one for Tim?
No, I got him some dragon's blood. Hmm. But, yeah, I should have grabbed one of those, but I don't know. I was still... I don't like buying stuff like on like that on the first day. I usually wait like, well, I didn't buy all the T-shirts I got until like the last day. But that's the way I am.
Yeah.
And I was also that was my first. I went ahead and I went for the silent auction. And I want to say I'm sorry to Pex because I think I pissed him off at me as I was being funny. Because I didn't have the slightest clue how this thing was supposed to work, you know. I just know that every time I walked around, it was getting close to the time, and somebody outbid me. So, you know, I'd walk over and, you know, change the bid, put mine up there. And he was standing there. I go, how long can I stand here? Because I was curious. I was kidding around with him. He says, we'll just see. He says, okay, that's it. Move on. I went, what? I have to do my bid real quick. And then I got back around again, and that was the last person on the page. I'm going, yeah, and he puts another page, and I'm going, no, Max, don't put another page out, please don't do it.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't win, hon.
No, I was just having a good time and being silly as all get out, but I'm afraid Pex got mad at me. So, Pex, if you're hearing this, or I'm sorry.
I don't think they got mad at you, hon.
I hope not. But he gave me a glare, and I was like, oops. I didn't know how it worked. But I did find out that the one I was bidding on Rothgar's little knight.
Mm-hmm.
As I gave up on Nobrin's because his was a little steampunk tinker gnomish guy. It was cool. But the producer of the Jace Hall show ended up winning the bids on both of those. They went way over $100 a piece, so that was out of my league.
Yeah.
They were cool.
No, I even checked my bank balance to see if I could outbid them. And it looks like they were just dead set on having it.
Yeah, and he, and what they do is you have to go get in line again when it's getting closer to the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you either walk or you're signing. That's what I learned really fast. So if you get up there, you either got to sign or walk to the one you're done or get out, you know? You can't hang around and stand around and wait.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and take a music break here.
Okay.
We had a couple new things. First off, we have a new song. I released it over the weekend, but it's a new one for us. It's a Bad Group Instance, based on Lady Gaga's Bad Romance. I think it's kind of funny.
Oh, before we go, I forgot to mention. Yeah, Den Mom ended up... Domino... Okay, going back. Ilzamar, the guy, little kid in the pond that you do the trade still quest for, and you have to keep running back and forth to him.
Mm-hmm.
And God knows why he's in the pond, drowning or whatever, but you keep giving him stuff, right?
His name is Demand- Clo, apparently.
Yeah, demanding little guy. So, Domino painted her little guy to look like him, and she's got a whole write-up on her blog about why she picked him and stuff. And Demom bid on him and won him, and she's going to turn him into a voodoo doll. Just wanted to mention that.
Nice.
Yay. Nice. Stick a pin in him for me.
Drown that little brat.
He's
anyway. Okay, so we have a Bad Group Instance and a brand new episode of Ask a Drunken Dwarf. Followed up by a few remasters of some of my older songs. I found some better instrumentals, so I re-recorded them. I'm just that kind of guy.
Better to be that type of guy than the other type of guy.
What other type of guy would that be?
That guy.
You mean the guy with the beard that he tore off his jacket and ended up being an Antonia Bale model type? Painting on his shirt.
Yeah, I thought that was funny.
He called himself Tony Bale or Anton Bale or something like that.
Yeah, that was funny.
That was funny.
That was during the costume contest.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway.
And we're going to talk about more stuff like that after the music break. So we'll be back. Stay tuned for more of the stuff like that.
Grooving down the hallway.
Grooving down the highway.
Oh, and this year, speaking of hallways, we threw my ass on a scooter.
Yes. You were resistant at first. You were like, I don't want people to think I'm an invalid.
I don't.
And now what do you think?
Well, at least I could walk. I just couldn't. It was mainly so I could keep up with the rest of you guys. You didn't have to wait for me, Gipalong, to come along. And I wasn't crying in pain.
Mm-hmm.
Too much.
Hey, I live with you. I know what would have happened by day two. You would have been like, I can't walk! I hurt so much! And then you would have been crying all night long. Oh, just get the scooter! You loved that scooter. You went whipping around. We had to tackle people to get them out of the way.
It was like Mr. Toad's Wild Ride at times, especially since I wasn't used to the friggin' controls. Or if somebody comes along and they changed it from turtle, this is the speed on this thing, turtle or rabbit.
Yeah.
And if you turn it up on rabbit, man, it's really touchy. It doesn't pop a wheelie, but you kind of expect it to.
I did that.
And there's no brakes on it. There's no brakes. No brakes.
Well, what you do is slow it in reverse.
Yeah, right. Here, go. No. It was okay.
No, I did that the first night right before the address. You had parked it on the, at the back of the hall, and I had to go get it for you.
Oh, yeah. You Ricky Racer.
I threw that thing on high, and I went whipping around people. And then I crossed the front of the hall in front of everyone and just yelled, "Spirit of the Wolf!" And just hauled ass across the front of the stage. It was funny.
I know. I mean, it helped me, you know, from going from one end of the casino to the other, back, down, up, over. You know, I wanted to go over and see Paris, and walking around Paris would not have been an option for me.
No, definitely not.
The reason I've got problems is on my left leg, the kneecap's on the side, so it has a tendency to scrape up against the nerves and shit. And,
yeah.
And then my right hip is not really great.
Nope.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, so if we end up going next year, scooter again. It did wonders for your legs.
Well, yeah, but then I could park it, and then I could walk around in an area for a while.
Mm-hmm. And hell, I might get one myself. Because my feet were hurting. Man, do you have bad hips, bad leg? Nah, I'm lazy. Okay.
It's not because I'm lazy. I want
to. Oh, no, you needed it, hon.
It hurts.
You needed it. You got a bad hip and a bad knee. I'm saying I'm lazy.
Okay. It was interesting.
Okay, so let's see here. What else do I have on my notes? Hey, I just got an alert that Online Gaming Radio is following me on Twitter. Oh, shoot, that's right. I better take a look at that. Online Gaming Radio now has a Twitter account. We need to advertise that.
Yep, so they're following me on Twitter, so I guess I gotta follow them on Twitter.
So let me get this email real quick, and I'll let everyone know what the Twitter account is. You can follow it. It's the Online Gaming Radio. No, for God's sakes. It's Online Gaming Radio without the A's.
Pardon?
That's what I got here. So I will...
put it on Githicore as a link.
There. It's Online Gaming Radio without the A's. So there's that.
There's no A's in that?
There are no A's in what I pasted.
So it's G-M-I-N-G-R? Mm-hmm. Weird.
Well, apparently O-G-R was already taken.
By who? Hunt them down.
I don't know.
Hunt them down and take it from them.
But yeah, the upgrade to the website is still underway. You know, Leia had her baby, so that delayed everything a lot. See what having kids does. Just gets in the way of things. No, I'm kidding. Congratulations, Lane, on your level one gamer. So, yeah. So they're still working on the upgrade to the website and stuff. And hopefully sometime soon it'll be up. And yeah, I will post a link on
kitagore.org. Yes.
Okay, let me see if I have anything left in my notes here. Show notes, platinum pass, we already did that. Brass kicked ass, we mentioned that. Jace Hall, yeah. It was great to meet everyone. I love meeting people.
Oh yeah, that's the best
I part. Didn't think I was a people person, but I mean, in general life, you know, dealing with the public and stuff, I think people suck. My customers are
idiots. Different type of, yeah, but we're not dealing with customers. We're dealing with other gamers who rule.
Mm-hmm.
Like being in a bunch of family reunion. Everybody's pretty much gets along with everybody else.
Yep, for the most part. And I had a great time. Spindle and Tosta are such great fucking people. You know
that? Oh, they are. They're wonderful.
I keep telling him I really wish Spindle the character wasn't such an asshole.
But then that wouldn't be Spindle.
But that wouldn't be Spindle. Tosta's great! Tosta is such a great Ratonga and a great person in real life. And Spindle, great person in real life, but his character's a dick. He's not evil, per se.
Why? It's because he wants to hunt vampires?
No. You've never spent any time with Spindle, have you? Spindle the Ratonga.
Only when we're killing something.
Now, Spindle the Ratonga in a social setting is a dick. and he admits it fully.
Well, I it really never is. Socialized with him socially. I've hunted with him.
Well, hunting is something different. But yeah, I really wish his character was a little different. I'd probably hang out with him more. But Toast is great. They're both fantastic in real life. Love you both to pieces. Lyra, of course, had the...
We're still saying her name wrong.
Lyra, sorry. Lyra.
Lyra.
Made a Frostfell backpack.
That was so good.
It looked great.
She even took... It had a book printed that looked just like the Frostfell book. It was great.
Did you see the inside?
No.
No, the inside was...
I know. That's what I heard. The inside was just like the book.
Was her submission of the night before Frostfell that she submitted to us.
Aha.
That's what was in the book. And we're both in it.
Oh.
And she spent $50 to have this book made and bound.
It's cool.
It's a very good book. Fantastic backpack. She made an exact replica of the Frostfell backpack, and it looked great.
There's pictures of it around.
Yeah, you can go to kethacore.org, go to the image gallery, and it's right there. Say image gallery. You got to click on Fanfare 2010. I'm going there right now so I can check this out. Got lots of images there. Well, not as many as last year, actually. Last year we had 86 pictures from the both of us. This year, only 38.
Well, I've got a lot of video that I still got to work over.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I got to see a picture of Winwin. Then I have a picture of you and me with Ashlane. Then I got one here with me and Amira's. And I think Chedrello's in that one. Let me see here. It's going to come up here. Hrothgar, Jethel, Amira's, and Chedrello. There's someone behind us, and I'm sorry, I don't know who you are. And then I have one of the Frostfell backpack. Got two of this girl that was dressed up like a fae. I have no idea what her name is.
Well, you took a lot of pictures off with your camera.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have the video. We didn't take a whole lot of pictures with the regular camera, though.
Not really.
On your phone, that is.
And I got some great pictures of Brass and Noob.
Yeah.
Are you noob enough?
It was funny. She wanted us to really support him. So I think we had like two tables over to the stage right. If you're looking at the stage, it's stage right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And she later on, she could say, well, you know, it was very easy to know where you guys were at. We were like the noisiest.
We were loud. Noob!
Oh, yeah. We shouted and cheered and yelled for him and everything when he first came out. We were loud and obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
We did our job. Now, it's little things like that which makes it fun.
Mm-hmm. I think the most fun picture I had, second to the last in the gallery, HUD. Our mighty, noble, and holy paladin surrounded by beautiful women.
Hey, well, you know.
I'm shouting at him. You know, he's like, hey, can I get a picture with the girls? Because I had just gotten a picture with the girls. And he's like, hey, can I get a picture with the girls? I'm like, HUD is too perilous to your virtue. And he's like, let me face the peril. I'm like, HUD, no, HUD, holy paladin. He's like, let me face the peril, my lord, please. No, it's far too perilous. But yeah, we got a picture of HUD with the Antonia Bale Vanguard model and with Raven, who played the Wood Elf Fury with the whip.
Oh, yeah, she's good with the whip.
She has a whip there, and I don't know her name. A girl that came dressed as a dryad.
Yeah, that was good.
That was a very, very inventive costume.
I got a picture
costume of her.
There should be a picture of her. It's either that or I got video. Probably got video.
I got a good picture of her up on the site.
Video camera was working a lot better than the little, camera. So, but there's one I got to scan.
Scan?
Yes, Banana God. Man.
Oh, God, the Banana Ranger.
Yep, Banana Man.
Well, you know, I looked at all the costumes. I'm like, oh, you know, they're just about to close this thing down. And I'm like, oh, God, I forgot to get my green screen picture.
I didn't even get one this year. I was like, yeah.
So I'm looking around. I'm like, oh, screw it. I'm putting the banana on. I must uphold the tradition of Brenlo and carry on Banana Man.
Banana Man!
So I grabbed the banana outfit and a staff with a dragon claw on it. I was like, Mighty Banana Man! Oh, I took some images there at the pool party. I swear, yep. There were a couple of girls at that party I don't think were gamers.
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter, but gamer girls just don't look like that. There was one there, she was talking to someone, she was bouncing up and down a little bit, and I'm watching her from behind, and her ass cheeks are just knocking together.
Yep.
Just, oh, hypnosis. Guys who saw this could not look away. And then we got to see Win-Win in a bikini.
Yep, she looked good. I got to touch wet, cold boobies.
Mm-hmm.
Or I had wet, cold boobies pressed against me. I can't remember. I was drinking, what was those? Jedi Mind Tricks. Those
Jedi
were
Mind
real
Tricks.
Tasty. Tasty. And as a matter of fact, we drank one of the bars. There was at least four bars out there around the pool. I know they drank one of the bars completely dry of all the Jedi Mind Tricks.
Mm-hmm.
We wiped them out. They were good. They were blue and tasty and rummy and yum yum yummies.
And I'll say this: the giant fans I had going.
Oh, those fans were misting fans. They were great. Really cooled the area down. You could stand in front of these things and feel cool, but not be wet. They were just amazing.
I don't know. They kind of messed up my glasses, but.
Well, you're not supposed to face them. You put your back to it.
Ooh, I see. We had a ding in guild. Chedrilla is now level 40.
Congratulations.
Let me get that ding going here. There it is. Congratulations, Chedrilla, level 40. Paladin, I believe, isn't she? Scroll back here. Yes, level 40 Paladin. Congratulations, Chedrilla.
True Flight says they're a Mojito? Mojito? M-O-J-I?
Mojito.
With a splash of blue something or other in it. I have some of that mix-ups up in my cupboard. I never tried one before. Usually I just drink rum straight. Some Coke.
All right. Oh, I see Heroin has logged in. Well, Lassason.
Aha, that's her? Okay.
Unfortunately, Lassason, well, unfortunately for us, I should say, Lassason decided to spend her fanfare with the guild on her primary server, which I completely understand. Can't spend all your time with Jethel, I suppose. It's okay. I understand. Promise myself I wouldn't cry.
No.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. I hope she had a good time. And she did, from what I saw of the, she posted on Facebook, the green screenshots that they took.
Yeah.
They did one of, the entire guild facing, Toxulia.
Yeah.
You know, swords drawn and shit. And then they had another one taken, guild wipe. Raid wipe. They're all laying on top of each other, all dead. That was funny. Okay, so I got nothing else on my notes. Is there anything that you wanted to bring up?
Yeah, two things. One, I'm a non-smoker now.
Yes. You have been what they call vaping?
Been vaping.
Vaping. She vapes. She vapes often.
I use electronic cigarettes, which is 99% water, vapor, and 1% nicotine.
She vapes all day long.
No, I don't. So, I have not wanted a cigarette. I have not craved a cigarette. I have not smoked a cigarette. I have not wanted one. I vape a couple times, get my nicotine kick, and I'm happy. Nothing else has ever worked for me, ever, ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know. I remember you trying the patches and shit, and it just didn't work. So
it's
for
like throwing on a patch or okay. Chewing gum. I'm still getting my, you know, the mm-hmm. nicotine fix, but I'm, you know. Okay, and actually, so, you say they smell, the vapor has a scent to it, so.
Yeah.
Well, that's because they have taste. They have flavors to these things.
Okay, so for people who would like to check out this vaping for their own problems and addictions and whatnot, where can they go to get it?
Well, you know, the best place to go is, hang on a second. e-cigarette-forum.com. It is the biggest forum on the internet for electronic cigarettes, where you can learn all sorts of stuff. And the first step to this is education. You know, what is an electronic cigarette? Which ones are out there? You know, don't go and get one from a kiosk in a mall or 7-Eleven or any of those other places, because they're going to be more expensive than what you can believe. You can get them a lot cheaper online through a lot of the other companies who are listed at the e-cigarettes-forum.com place.
And you can, you know, you tried a couple different brands, and the second one worked for you. The first one really didn't.
I started with, you know, I went with the blue. Just because, oh, it looked kind of interesting. The price seemed all right. I come to find out, well, I could have got something better, cheaper. You know. So I sent it back. And, you know, I ordered something from Vapor for Life. Basically, it's the battery. You can get them anywhere. I don't have to really just get them from them. Which is, and it works. And this is really easy. It's the battery and a filter, and it's got the atomizer built into the cartridge. So it's just the cartridge, and you just fill it up and use it. And battery will last me like a day and a half or day or so, and then the cartridge itself, well, pretty much the whole day. I usually swap out to a different flavor. I mean, I've got tiramisu, I got blueberry, I got French vanilla, and you know, I didn't think I would like any of these flavored ones, but I actually do, and I don't like the ones that taste like tobacco. I was amazed.
So it's just like here, you can actually get some with THC?
I've heard that, but not
You've heard, I see.
I've heard that, but not where I go shopping. I mean, the major drawback I would see is that you just can't pop down to the store and buy these, okay? You have to do them online. But the turnaround time for the places that I deal with are very quick. I mean, I order it Monday and I get it before the end of the week. And it's cheaper in the long run. It may, you know, it may take a little bit of an investment to start, but once you've started, you know, the cost between going and buying a carton of cigarettes to getting your set up with this is, you'll be saving money in the long run. And you won't be inhaling smoke and yucky stuff.
And hey, if it works, it works. And it seems to be it certainly works. Working for you.
I've been over a month.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it's not, I mean, I've seen these a long time ago, but I didn't, they smell funny. True says that a guy at his work uses them, but they smell funny, and I have a funny feeling he's using the juice, what they call e-juice or juice, which is the nicotine juice with flavoring and stuff, from China. I don't. I use Vapor Bomb, which is made in the United States. It's a small company. They make it fresh and stuff. It's good. A carton in New York City costs close to $100. How much would I save? You could take that $100, get your set up, and you would run on this stuff for a whole month, Trista. Mm-hmm. $100 would set you up, and you would be able to vape and not worry about any cigarettes for a whole month.
Now, the thing that worried me, we're here on an airplane. And I look over to Elquin, and she has her head stuck in her backpack, and I'm seeing the vapor come out of the backpack.
No, I had not. We were in the terminal.
Oh, in the terminal. I'm sorry.
That's straightened out.
But no, you told me you were going to do it on the plane. You are not fucking doing that on the plane. That's all I need is some TSA agent coming down the aisle and seeing smoke come out of your friggin' backpack. You're going to get tackled and handcuffed
There's a difference. It's vapor. It disappears.
It doesn't matter. You're talking about smoke coming out of your backpack. It could look like a bomb. He's got a bomb!
But I was going to sneak off to the bathroom. I could have done it in there. I could have taken a couple vapes and been fine.
Yeah, yeah, because it wouldn't have registered.
And it's all about education. Education. You got to educate the public out there as to what these are, so they see us doing this. They're not going to freak out.
But they're educated to look for smoking backpacks.
This is vapor. It's not any different than taking a
drink of
hot coffee and then going, and then you got this vapor coming out from the hot coffee in your mouth, see?
Anyway.
No, there's a lot of TSA agents that a lot of planes will let you do it. It's just their main concern is what the other passengers would think. And no, the vapor will not set off the smoke alarm because it is not smoke. It is water vapor, like steam. Hmm. So, yeah, I was allowed to take it on the plane. It passed through the metal detectors and everything. They didn't say a darn thing. I know, true, but they don't set them off.
So.
Anyway.
And you know, I get a lot of compliments on my CPAP.
Even though they broke it.
No, I don't think they broke it. All they did was take a friggin' Q-tip to it. You know, I think my CPAP probably got jarred in turbulence or something like that. It's not working. Had to send it back, so. I'm feeling it today. I'm telling you right now, I'm feeling it today. I almost fell asleep at work.
What is a CPAP? A CPAP machine, it forces air into your lungs and
constant
keeps your airway open so you don't snore and you can breathe easier.
Consistent positive air pressure. That's CPAP. It sends light, well... I can't think of what unit of measure they use, but I'm at a number 12. So yeah, it sends air through your nose, so it simulates you consciously breathing. With it on, you can't snore. It's impossible to snore. It stimulates the muscles in the back of your throat to be, you know, taut, to be tight. So your soft palate doesn't get too soft. And, you know, when you're talking, it's like... But, you know, if you let yourself get real relaxed and loose, you know, you start getting the snoring effect. Well, it prevents that by constantly having air blowing. The side effects of it is, it's impossible to snore. You can't do it. It's also impossible to talk. Because you constantly have air going up your nose. But at this point, my CPAP, I can talk and I can snore, and it's certainly... And I'm fighting to inhale. So it's like it's not even on. So something happened in transit going down to Vegas. And I've sent it back to the manufacturer, of course. It's only, just 4 months old? And I got a 2-year warranty on it. So they're going to check it out, and they're either going to fix it or send me a new one.
One or the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
But,
the
yeah.
Other thing, oh, the go other ahead. Thing I, no, the other thing I've been up to is... a lot of people keep track of my YouTube videos might see a whole bunch of new, weird, strange videos coming through. I've been doing something called Lessons with the Tutor. Terence Sedudich, who is co-creator of Repo, the generic opera. He has started this series called The Tutor and how to paint a still life. It's sort of like Ted Bundy crossed with Mark Ross, the painter, in a series of 14 weeks.
We're going to paint a happy little roach right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's, ooh, the generic opera. They don't know this.
Genetic.
Genetic. Generic? Genetic.
Go to your Netflix or whatever, the Repo, the genetic opera.
Yeah, a lot of people believe my dark side's coming through. It's definitely doing it. Anyway, I will get back to EverQuest videos shortly, so just put up with the other ones for the time being, and, you know. I guess supposedly he's going to do a one-night showing in L.A. to showcase all the students' work up to this point. I don't know if I'll go down. I don't know. Still.
Meet the man.
I could care. He's nice, but I don't know.
You want to meet the grave robber, you know it.
Oh.
I love it, though. He put on his Facebook some time ago, like, calling us all his little repo men. I don't want to be a repo man. I want to be a grave robber. Then I can have Paris Hilton sashaying out to me, grave robber. I don't want Paris Hilton sauntering up to me. It's all right.
And he's also doing his own comic book. Called The Molting.
The Molting.
The Molting. I'll spell that out in channel.
The Molting! Ow, sorry.
And you can find that at The Molting
Comic.com. Yes.
So, and this is sort of promoting that along with, you know, everything else.
Because we
love having fun. I'm having fun.
You're having too much fun. She's starting to creep me out.
I've gone from bleeding pencils to strange little baby dolls that are possessed, and coffins and worms, and what else have we done? I've molted. I just don't know how much more creativity I've got in my little creativity bag to finish this out.
She's going to kill me.
Someone help me. And then I'll paint you. You'll be my still life. Get it?
So,
anyway, you guys can check that out on YouTube. Just look up Elquin.
YouTube.com/ElquinJenna.
There'll be a bunch of them. Yeah.
Exactly, XUBEL.
So yeah, that might have becoming dark, twisted, disturbing, but that's the way I want them to be.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't do the little video and say, "Hi, I'm so and so, and here's my painting. Watch me paint." I can't do that. I have to come up with some little storyline that goes along behind it, and so you're not totally bored for the minute and a half or so of your life that I'm stealing by making you watch it.
Okay, well, it's just about time for us to go here. Do you have any shout-outs you want to do?
Win-win. It's one I could think of.
Win-win.
Everybody that we met at Fanfare, and we didn't get to say goodbye to, and Warshall, and Donna, and I didn't get to say goodbye to them. Didn't see them.
Warshall, Zeta, Lark Song, Zazimara? That's what Warshall asked me to say.
Yeah. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Domino, Amiriz, Ashlane, Brass!
We just missed seeing her when we were leaving.
Oh, yeah. I wish we had the next morning, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I was a good kid. I knew which room she was in. I kept my mouth shut for the most part.
I wonder if she realized who left the business card under her door.
I'm pretty sure she figured that out. It was our way of saying bye.
Who could it have been? Brass did a wonderful job. Folks higher up than Brass, if you're listening to this, Brass kicked ass. By the way, matter of fact, I want people to write to Sony. I want you to write to Sony. I want you to leave messages on their forums. Brass kicked ass. She did a wonderful job, and seriously, in situations like this, sometimes their superiors need to hear that. I really want everyone.
Brass worked that crowd. They were in her palms.
Mm-hmm.
Not paws. Okay, I said paws earlier. I'm sorry, but in our palms of our hands.
But seriously, the EverQuest official forums, go there, write, you know, the folks at Sony. Hell, write John Smedley himself and say, Brass kicked major ass at Fanfare.
Speaking of John Smedley, I noticed that his handlers weren't on all over him. He was,
yeah, he
actually
was hanging out.
More accessible this year. I mean, it was with his family and stuff, but he didn't have the Gestapo around him.
Mm. Yeah, and his daughter sang a song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, on the karaoke night.
Excellent. But he kept that damn DJ kept drowning her out.
Oh, God, I hate that.
You notice that?
DJ.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, the DJ sucked.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so write to Sony, DJ sucked, Brass ruled.
Okay.
So, yeah, please, make it known that Brass is... Brass did a wonderful job at Fanfare. Seriously. Okay. Shoutouts to everyone in the Legion of Kithacor. There's a lot of folks on right now. Unfortunately, like I said, I'm off my CPAP. I'm tired. I'm just going to camp out after the show here. Hopefully next week I might have my CPAP back. I'm hoping. So I'll have time to spend with you guys. I'm dead on my feet.
Until he gets that back, he's not going to sleep real good.
Yeah. I'm sure I was snoring quite a bit last night.
I don't know anymore. I wear earplugs and I have a beauty mask. I don't see nothing. I'm close to being Tommy as there is. I mean, all I need is a cork in my mouth and a moth. I'm set.
Okay, I'll be working on that. Ball gag on the list. Should I tie you to the bed at the same time? Maybe spank you a little bit?
Yeah. Sure, then I won't snore. But if any of you guys want any more information about e-cigarettes and how I'm doing and all that, and if you're interested, if you're smoking now and you'd like to not smoke, but you're not ready to give up nicotine or whatever, you know, drop me a line at elquinjenna@kithacor.org, and I'll give you whatever information I can. It's great. I'm happy.
Don't think you're going to take this thing and you're off the hook. There was a transition period.
Well, that's what you... Well, because for the first week... I mean, I didn't want a cigarette, okay? I didn't crave a cigarette. I didn't want one, okay? Anybody that's ever quit smoking, you've gone through this period where you see other people smoking and you smell it and you just want... You know, you have to fight yourself. I didn't go through that at all. But I did go through... emotional roller coaster where I was getting very irritated, and from what I understand, talking to other people on the e-cigarette forum, that's perfectly normal because there's a lot of other stuff that's in normal cigarettes that we become addicted to besides the nicotine. So you're getting yourself off of these other nasty chemicals that are in there, which is probably what caused me to snap a lot, but...
Yeah, you were, for a couple of weeks there, you were bad.
I was still transitioning, but I was not smoking.
Very true. And you're much better now.
It's because it's leveled off.
Mm-hmm. So it isn't a quick fix here, folks. You're still going to have some withdrawal symptoms, but certainly not as bad as just, you know, quitting cold turkey if you can't do that.
Yeah, I've got a few people at work starting it. I just never could quit cold turkey, and the gum and the patches just didn't work. So, that's it. And go check out the molting, and then I'll be back full blast as soon as this other stuff's over with. I gotta take a creative break once in a while from EverQuest, you know?
Yeah.
I only got a couple more weeks.
Okay. All right, folks, that's it for this week's show. Of course, I had to change the... by the way, we're no longer part of the ZAM network. I actually found it kind of funny that Calphane did not know that. But, yeah, we're no longer part of the ZAM network. Online Gaming Radio is its own entity now. I believe there is actually a business name, but I don't know it off the top of my head. So, here's our new ending shtick. Good night, everyone!
Well, that's it. You wasted another night tuned into the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Elquinjenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio, IRC Chat, hosted by Global Gamers. The Jekyll Silverwing Show is produced by a sack of walnuts, a package of expired Twinkies, a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, some weird guy named Biff who wears a trench coat in a dark alley behind the school down the street, and a small rock. Make sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elquin Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.